आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम साइरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू पार्टिसिपेट इन लोकमाता देवी अहिल्याबाई महिला सशक्तिकरण महासम्मेलन इन भोपाल टुडे, टू ऑल्सो इनॉग्रेट दतिया एंड सतना एयरपोर्ट्स इन मध्य प्रदेश। Center reduces basic custom duty on crude palm oil, crude soybean oil and crude sunflower oil to 10% to bring down retail prices. Government asks Indigo Airlines to stop lease of Turkish aircraft after Ankara's support for Pakistan. Miss World 2025 pageant finale to take place in Hyderabad this evening. US President Donald Trump announces doubling of tariffs on steel imports to 50% to protect American industry. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians storm into qualifier 2 with a thrilling 20-run victory over Gujarat Titans. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Madhya Pradesh today. On the occasion of the 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai Holkar, Mr. Modi will participate in Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai Mahila Sashaktikaran Mahasammelan in Bhopal and also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects. We have more from our correspondent.
Around 2 lakh women will attend the Women Empowerment Mahasammelan organized on the memory of Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will give the gift of various development works to the state on this occasion.
Hamare do naye airport Datia aur Satna uska lokarpan hoga, metro train Indore se Ahilya Maharani ki nagari mein uska lokarpan hoga. Ujjain Simhastha aane wala 2028 mein wahan 29 kilometer ke naye ghat ka nirman hoga aur aise pradhanmantri ka aane apne aap mein हमारे लिए विकास का संकल्प करने के बराबर है।
अपार्ट फ्रॉम दिस, द प्राइम मिनिस्टर विल परफॉर्म वर्चुअल भूमि पूजन ऑफ डेवलपमेंट वर्क्स वर्थ अराउंड 863 करोड़ रुपीस ऑफ द वाटर रिसोर्सेज डिपार्टमेंट। मिस्टर मोदी विल आल्सो रिलीज द फर्स्ट इंस्टॉलमेंट फॉर द कंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ 1271 न्यू अटल ग्राम सेवा सदन। द प्राइम मिनिस्टर विल आल्सो रिलीज ए पोस्टेज स्टैम्प डेडिकेटेड टू लोकमाता देवी अहिल्याबाई एंड ए क्वाइन ऑफ 300 रुपीस ऑन दिस ओकेजन। मिस्टर मोदी विल आल्सो प्रेजेंट द नेशनल देवी अहिल्याबाई अवार्ड। संजीव शर्मा, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, भोपाल।
On the occasion of the 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Punyashlok Ahilya Devi Holkar, a special program has been organized today at her birthplace Chauri in Ahilyanagar district of Maharashtra. On the occasion, various development works will be inaugurated in Chauri. Our correspondent takes a look at the life and works of Ahilya Devi Holkar.
Lokmata Punyashlok Ahilyabai Holkar was born on 31st May 1725 in the village of Chaundi in Ahilyanagar district. She married Khande Rao, the son of the brave Maratha leader Malhar Rao Holkar. Sadly, Khande Rao died heroically in battle. After his death, Ahilyabai chose to dedicate her life to the welfare of the people. She became a beacon of exemplary governance, laying the foundation for a fair, kind and compassionate administration. She built ghats along rivers, restored many Hindu temples and created rest houses and food centers for travelers. After making Maheshwar in Madhya Pradesh her capital, she invited many artisans and weavers to the area. Maheshwar is still a major center for textile and its famous saris are known around the world. Her legacy as a great ruler continues to inspire us even today. For Akashvani News, this is Madhavi Kulkarni from Pune.
The center has reduced the basic custom duty on crude palm oil, crude soybean oil and crude sunflower oil to 10%. The move is aimed at bringing down the retail prices of cooking oils and protecting domestic processors. A notification in this regard was issued by the Finance Ministry yesterday with immediate effect. Earlier, the duty on these three crude edible oils was 20%. Center has asked Indigo to end its aircraft lease agreement with Turkish Airlines within 3 months. The action comes just weeks after the government revoked the security clearance for a Turkey-linked firm, Celebi Aviation, which handled services at 9 key airports in India, including Delhi. Indigo, which has leased and operates 2 Boeing 777s from Turkish Airlines, had a permit to do so until May 31 and had sought an extension from the Ministry of Civil Aviation for 6 months. Civil defense mock drill will be held in several districts of Gujarat today, including Ahmedabad, Vadodara and Banaskantha. The drill is aimed to enhance emergency preparedness of the civil defense apparatus amid security threats and test the existing civil defense mechanisms. Punjab is conducting second mock drill under Operation Shield today. Special Director General of Police, Home Guard, Sanjeev Kalra, who is also the Director of Civil Defense, has issued the orders in this regard following the guidelines of the Ministry of Home Affairs. Our correspondent has filed this report.
This is a precautionary mock drill. It will be conducted in all the districts of the border state of Punjab to augment the civil defense preparedness against any hostile attack. All concerned security agencies, fire brigades, civil defense volunteers are participating in it. All the deputy commissioners of the districts have issued public instructions about the drill. The Hooters cautioning airstrike will be sounded during the given timings with complete blackout for that duration. All lights, including those on inverters or generators, have to be switched off. Those travelling by motor vehicles on road are also requested to switch off their lights. Emergency telephone numbers have also been issued for public assistance. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
The civil defence mock drill will also be conducted across Jammu and Kashmir today at 5 p.m. Sirens will be activated at multiple locations across J&K, simulating emergency alerts. Public has been urged not to panic and to treat the sirens as part of a routine safety drill designed to test operational readiness. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashvani News is presenting a special series. Today, we remember India's first Paramveer Chakra awardee, Major Somnath Sharma, who made the supreme sacrifice during the India-Pakistan War of 1947-48.
Born in January 1923 in Himachal Pradesh, Major Somnath Sharma was commissioned into the Kumaon Regiment in February 1942. In October 1947, when Pakistan launched a tribal invasion of Jammu and Kashmir, he played a pivotal role in defending the valley. Despite having his arm in a plaster cast, Major Somnath Sharma insisted on leading D Company of 4 Kumaon, which was airlifted to Srinagar on October 31st. On November 3rd, his company was tasked with holding a position near Budgam, while two other companies returned to base. At 14:35 hours, they came under sudden attack by around 700 enemy forces with small arms, mortars, and heavy automatics, inflicting heavy casualties on the Indians. Refusing to retreat, Major Sharma motivated his men to hold their ground. Even with limited firepower and mounting casualties, he continued to lead from the front, filling magazines and operating light machine guns with one usable hand. While he was busy fighting the enemy, a mortar shell exploded on the ammunition near him. That ended the promising career of young Major Sharma. In his final message to brigade headquarters, he said, "I shall not withdraw an inch but will fight to the last man and the last round." Major Somnath Sharma was awarded Paramveer Chakra posthumously. Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Miss World 2025 Grand Finale will be held this evening in Hyderabad. A total of 108 contestants have taken part in a series of events, including cultural, charity and various challenges for the past 1 month in Telangana. More from our correspondent.
After a month-long journey through Telangana's rich culture, heritage and a series of competitions featuring 108 contestants from around the globe, Miss World 2025 finale will be held in a glittering event. Scheduled performances by Bollywood stars, special appearance of Miss World 2017 Manushi Chiller and humanitarian award presentation to popular actor Sonu Sood are some of the main attractions this evening. Contestants from the four continental groups will be presented to the global audience. The new Miss World is crowned by the outgoing Queen Kristina Peskova of the Czech Republic. Lakshmi, Akashvani News, Hyderabad.
World No Tobacco Day is being observed today to raise awareness against the dangers of using tobacco. The day is a global initiative by the World Health Organization or WHO to end the use of tobacco. A report.
According to WHO, an estimated 1.3 billion people consume tobacco worldwide, which is one of the leading causes of preventable death. While No Tobacco Day was first observed in the year 1987 with an aim to draw global attention to the tobacco epidemic and the preventable death and disease it causes, the theme for this year is Unmasking the Appeal, Exposing Industry Tactics on Tobacco and Nicotine Products, which focuses on highlighting the hidden dangers of tobacco products that come in appealing flavors and packaging. Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that he will double the tariff on steel imports from 25% to 50% to protect American industry. Speaking to Pennsylvania steelworkers in Pittsburgh, Mr. Trump said America's future should be built with the strength and the pride of Pittsburgh and not shoddy steel from Shanghai. In a post later on his Truth social platform, U.S. President said that aluminum tariffs will also be doubled to 50% and both tariff hikes would go into effect on Wednesday. Mr. Trump said $9.2 billion investment from Nippon will boost U.S. steel and save 1 lakh jobs. He said Nippon will invest $2.2 billion in Mon Valley and $7 billion nationwide to modernize steel operations. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians storm into qualifier 2 with a thrilling 20-run victory over Gujarat Titans. We have a report.
In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians secured their spot in qualifier 2 by defeating Gujarat Titans by 20 runs in eliminator clash in Chandigarh last night. With this victory, the Mumbai Indians advanced to qualifier 2, keeping their hopes alive for a record-extending 7th IPL title. In Asian Athletics Championships, India enjoyed a stellar day as Gulveer Singh bagged his second goal, leading the country's medal charge. Gulveer clinched the men's 5,000 meters title in a championship record time, surpassing the previous mark set in 2015. In the women's high jump, 18-year-old Pooja bagged a goal with a season best effort 1.89 meter. Nandini Agsara added the third goal to the day's tally after winning the women's heptathlon with 5.941 points. Parul Chaudhary set a new national record in the women's 3000 meter steeplechase to claim silver. India held on to second place in the medal tally with 18 medals, including 8 gold, 7 silver, and 3 bronze. And Indian boxers Kiran and Deepak advanced to the finals of the 4th Thailand Open International Boxing Tournament. This is Ritu Srivastava from Sports Desk.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over east, west, central and northeast regions of the country during the next 2 to 3 days. Same rainfall has been estimated for Karnataka, Kerala, Mahi, Konkan and Goa till tomorrow. IMD forecast fall in maximum temperatures about 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest parts of the country during the next 24 hours. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Saira. State or non-state will hit back at terror, says Prime Minister, writes Hindustan Times, quoting the PM in his address at rallies in Bihar. The Hindu quotes the defense minister in its headline, "Give up Azhar, Saeed, before talks," says Rajnath. Now Congress Khurshid backs end of Article 370, prosperity in Kashmir, Pakistan out to undo, writes the Indian Express. All dailies have widely covered the estimates of growth of Indian economy this fiscal. The statement writes, GDP to grow by 6.5% in financial year 2024-25, estimates National Statistics Office. Conduct NEET PG 2025 in one shift, order Supreme Court, informs the pioneer. And finally, National Defence Academy at Kharakwas Line, Pune, saw history being created on Friday as the first batch of 17 women cadets graduated to become the first lot of women to be inducted into the armed forces as a permanent commission officers. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai Mahila Sashaktikaran Mahasammelan in Bhopal today to also inaugurate Datia and Satna airports in Madhya Pradesh. Centre reduces basic custom duty on crude palm oil, crude soybean oil and crude sunflower oil to 10% to bring down retail prices. Government asks Indigo Airlines to stop lease of Turkish aircraft after Ankara's support for Pakistan. Miss World 2025 pageant finale to take place in Hyderabad this evening. U.S. President Donald Trump announces doubling of tariffs on steel imports to 50% to protect American industry. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians storm into qualifier 2 with a thrilling 20-run victory over Gujarat Titans. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.